Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, y'all, welcome to another edition of Wrestling 101. It's your boy Taz, chilling with Father Time. What's happening?
What's up, man?
What's going on, dog?
Let's get right into it, man. To the Divas. Like we were saying off air, I think Lita, by far the best wrestling female out there.
I can agree with that. I mean, I would give it to her or Mickey James. Mickey James comes a close second.
I don't know. But you know what, though? You know who we forgot about?
Who?
China. China can hold on against any guy.
Right, and I was about to say is, like, I guess you would, like, kind of put her as the Smash Mouth style of the females. I mean,
yeah.
China was more power than anything. See, that's why I say you had to put, you know what I'm saying? You had to put her with the guys, because couldn't no woman do shit with her.
But, yeah, that's true. I think she's a fucking dude.
I know. Nah, I'm spruce, you know, dude. Yo, Wick, what's happening?
What it do, fellas?
What's up, man? We starting off, we talking about these Divas, man. What you feel about the Divas?
I agree with Father James on his pick, but I do say Mickie James is very close second. That little chick can wrap her ass off.
Nah, dog, it's like she's the second coming of Lita. I mean, it's very rare that I could see a female on here that where I would just actually be like, okay, I'll watch her wrestle. She's one of the few.
Yeah, I like to see Lita. Lita was a high flyer, and Mickey James, I just, that little sexy bitch to me can wrestle her ass off. Just watch some of them. They put her against, you know, ain't too many good wrestlers out there for her now, so I love to see Lita in the match.
If, and she carries the match. She carries the match. She actually makes those women look kind of good.
What about that black chick? The big black chick. Genghis
Khan. Khan.
Yeah. Ain't that her name? Genghis Khan? Genghis Khan?
Something like that. Genghis Khan.
Awesome
Kong.
Awesome Kong. That shit. I knew it was a Kong in there somewhere.
That goes back to what I was saying about China. Yeah, she got that Smash Mouth style. You know, just power, man. She just got so much power that, I mean, but, you know, she wound up pregnant, so she had to take time off because she got pregnant.
Yeah, somebody was doing her big ass?
Yeah, actually, rumor that it was a wrestler from the Ring of Honor. I'm not sure who it is, so, I mean, I ain't going to holler out no names, but that was a rumor.
Shit, I hope he did it right, because she'll fuck you up in the bed. You know what I'm thinking she is? She will fuck your ass up.
You ain't hit it right.
Motherfucker, do it like this. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Hit your ass with a clothesline. That's the wrong hole.
Yeah, because they had some big, they kept showing that she was coming to, what, WWE, wasn't it?
That's it.
Yeah.
Because I remember they kept showing.
She was supposed to be coming to WWE.
She had already came. She came. She had started she was going to start a feud with the Bella Twins, but she found out she was pregnant.
Yeah, I know that from the promo, she kept ripping the Barbie doll heads off.
Yeah, she was there. She was there. She just got pregnant soon as she got there. So, you know, she said she's going to take a year off to have a baby and all that, and she'll be back. And when she be back, she said she's coming out for the Bella Twins. She told them, don't get fired before I get back, because I'm going to beat y'all ass.
Damn, why she want to beat them little chicks up?
Because they was dogging her, man, calling her ugly. Who the fuck would want to get your ugly ass pregnant? You look like a man, and, oh, man, they gave her the business.
Damn. Guess they talk about each other even happening wrestling for real, huh? That's what we even do.
All right. Okay, man, I want to pick up on something, man. We touched on it last week. I mean, you know, this drew me and Father Time with a war of words, but I want to talk about it again. The wrestlers that's tarnishing their image, you know, the wrestlers that don't know when to say, okay, it's time to hang the boots up. Now, we all know Ric Flair's one of them. We all know, because, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I watched that match between Ric Flair and Sting last Thursday on TNA. The Jericho was flowing. The Jericho was flowing.
Sting's
pretty old, too. Which I was about to say, I didn't even know Sting was in his 50s now.
Damn, Sting that old?
Yeah, they say Sting's like 52.
Well, yeah, he's been wrestling shit since the 80s? 30 years?
Yeah. I mean, Sting always came across as that. I mean, you're right. But, I mean, now you're really seeing his age. And, which leads me to, I mean, that was horrible in itself. And don't get me wrong. You know, I'm all for, and I know when Jimmy get on there, get on here, he going to tease me about it, because I know I always say this when it comes to wrestling. It's always nice to have star power in there. But, I mean, when I say star power, I mean just for rating-wise. Don't put these motherfuckers back in the ring. It's like Monday. You actually put Bret Hart in the ring? You actually put old Strokey back in the ring?
Hey, Bret can still go.
No, he can't. He had a stroke.
One side, he can't.
One side of his fucking body. Come on, man. You got old Strokey in the ring?
Hey, we ain't gonna even talk about Bret, man.
We're gonna talk about Bret. Because all bullshit aside.
Bret's off limits.
Hold on, man. Come on. See, this is my thing about you, dog. You're supposed to be a wrestler.
Bret Hart is the greatest wrestler of all time.
I really try my hardest to look at you as a wrestling guru. But, I mean, you really don't display those type of qualities when you come on this show, brother.
Bret Hart is the greatest ever. I mean, it's probably time for him to retire.
Right, that's all we stand,
he's
man.
The greatest
come on.
Ever.
Come on,
I would watch this match.
This is what we're not saying. See, this is what we're saying, dog. You're not listening to the. See, this is the point that we try to make when it comes to you, man. I mean, we understand that you're a Bret Hart fan. I mean, Bret Hart is one of the greatest of all time. But come on, man. Don't believe the press conference. Come on, man.
I think he should retire. I have no problem with Bret Hart retiring. I think his ass shouldn't be in the ring at all.
Exactly. That Hart Dynasty thing, I loved it when they put him at the helms of the Hart Dynasty. Okay, who else better to bring in the next generation of Harts other than Bret Hart? Cool. That was the cool thing. I was with that. But when you put him in a ring and y'all know he didn't have a stroke, we all know he didn't have a stroke. Come on, don't put Bret in a ring. Now you're tarnishing his image. You're tarnishing his image. You're making him seem like one of them that don't know when to say it's over.
Well, shit. Yeah. You got Flair in the ring. I won't be surprised if Hogan get in the fucking ring again.
Oh, he is. He got to wrestle Sting. He got to wrestle Sting at their next pay-per-view, which I feel like what? Hogan's back. Hogan, he didn't have so many back surgeries. He can't move. You know what I'm saying? Sting, I guess he just tried to reinvent himself as the Joker now, which is totally pathetic, man. I mean, you're tarnishing your image, man. You're one of the greatest. Now, my thing, stay mean, if you want to go out on the go out, you want to go out in the bang, sign to WWE and fight the Undertaker in WrestleMania.
He won't wrestle events.
I understand that. But
he
now,
said that 100 times.
I understand. And word is that he said that, I mean, he couldn't handle the schedule. I'm pretty sure just to get this event, Vince will do whatever it took. Vince will do whatever it takes. Sting, Undertaker, WrestleMania, the two men from the dark side. Now, that would be star power. And furthermore, I mean, I wouldn't put him, I would let him get in shape. I would let Sting get in shape. I wouldn't bring him out. I wouldn't bring him out. If it was me, I wouldn't bring him out to January. From January to now, I mean, from now to January, hey, man, I just need you to get yourself in shape. That's all I need you to do. I need you to just kick back, get yourself in shape, get yourself in WrestleMania shape.
You well, hold on a second, man. Now, you're devil talking now. You're devil talking. Earlier, you said that those guys turned their image and all of that. And now you want to put 250-year-old motherfuckers in the ring together?
No. I'm not devil talking. I said if you want to go out, you want to go out the right way. Go out in a match that you really get, if you're going to go out on a match that everybody really wants to see. Nobody wants to see you and Flair wrestle no more. You and Flair been wrestling for 20 years now.
I don't want to see 250-year-olds wrestling.
Undertaker could give a match, though.
Hey, Undertaker can still give a match. Sting can still give a match. I'm saying, but I mean, you put him up against Ric Flair, you put him up against Hulk Hogan, it don't look good. Now, if you want to go out, he keeps saying this is his last year. If you want to go out right, go out against, like, okay, Point Break. Point, case in point, what we thought was going to be Ric Flair's last match against Shawn Michaels. Another case in point, Shawn Michaels against Undertaker. When you want to go out, you go out in a bang. Don't go out tarnishing your image on some bullshit. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know about that one.
You know what? You don't know about shit. You're not a wrestling fan anyway.
I guess not. I guess because I don't want to see that match. I want to see the young guys go, man. I want to see some fucking action. I want to see 250-year-old motherfuckers out there wrestling.
So you didn't like
that? Ain't no moving as good as he used to move.
Shit,
Undertaker has slowed down a bit too.
Shit, not
and
much.
Then who's gonna win the match?
Undertaker, he don't lose wrestling.
Is Undertaker gonna put Sting over in his last match?
At
WrestleMania. You think Undertaker needs a match at WrestleMania?
No way. No, man. Nobody said that he was gonna put him over. Nobody said that.
If it's Sting's last match, he ain't gonna. He's not gonna go out losing his last fucking match.
Shawn Michaels did. You know,
but he's back. He keep coming back though.
He's going to come back. Look, come on, man. I mean, you know what, man? At some point in time, dog, for real, turn into a wrestling fan. Turn into what we're doing this show about, Wrestling 101. Turn into a fan, man. Turn into the person that I know you can be. Stop acting like you just want.
I'm a Bret Hart fan.
Yeah, exactly. So,
everybody else sucks. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for y'all.
You so one-sided, man. It's ridiculous, man. It's no fun even have a conversation with you because you're so one-sided. I mean, I thought this was for real.
I just call it like I see it, man. It may be a good match. It may be a good match, but I'm pretty sure Sting ain't going to want to go out like that.
I'm just saying,
with his
legacy. Statements you make, man. That's all I'm saying. Be unbiased with some of the statements you make. That's all.
I am being unbiased. I don't think Sting would go out like that. I really don't.
I mean,
and why would he want to come back to WWF for one match?
Why not?
Shit, I'm pretty sure the Bischoff could put a good little package together for it.
First of all, Bischoff don't own shit. Bischoff don't run shit. Bischoff ain't nothing but a personality.
Well, I'm pretty sure Bischoff got a hand in some things.
No, Bischoff don't. That's just it. Bischoff is a personality. Bischoff is just on the roster.
I don't believe that.
He just got a job.
No, I mean, just look it up. Bischoff has no creative control over nothing. I mean, his quote unquote persona on that is that he's Hogan's right hand man, but no, he's just on the roster.
I'm not to say
that he probably don't put no ideas in Hogan's head, or you know what I'm saying, but overall, no, he's just on the roster. Like he was in WWE. He's just on the roster. I mean, but now we're gonna put you, your persona is that you're the GM. But no, you don't make no decisions.
Well, he need to be running that show. I think Bischoff is great for wrestling. I think the guy has one of the best wrestling minds in the business. I believe that.
You know, I agree with that. And my thing is the only thing that Bischoff fucked up at is that instead of saying, well, I want to just build WCW, instead of building WCW, he was too focused on destroying WWE.
Yeah, I think that's where he went down at.
Oh, you had time. I mean, at the same time, you could have did it without even trying to do it. You see what I'm saying? You could have did it without even trying, because I mean, you had acquired. Once you acquired that NWO thing going, and you know you was acquiring all these. I mean, you took a page out of Vince's book and you slapped him in the face with it. I mean, yeah, Vince, you've been stealing talent for years. So now all we did is stole them back. You know, Vince wanted to say like you stole Kevin Nash and Scott Hall. Well, hell, you stole them first. You stole Hogan, you stole Macho Man.
You stole Hogan.
My shit, why hell? Look, man, come on. This man's stealing talent for years, man. And then here's the bad part about it. This was still your talent and buried. You know what I'm saying? Just to slap you in your face. We stealing talent and we making y'all stars. You know what I'm saying?
Vince do destroy some talent.
I mean, we touched on that with the Red Rooster.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's the Red Rooster.
Yeah, amongst other people, you know what I'm saying? And Vince will take you when you at Taz. Look at Taz. I took Taz from ECW and killed his career.
Man, I'm out
now. Taz ain't been shit in WWE.
Didn't even get a good, strong year going. He didn't even get a good year. Ripped him. Fuck it. We don't need you no more.
Yeah, motherfucker.
I mean, and in all honesty, he tried to do it to everybody. He tried, when he got Booker T there, he tried to kill Booker T. He tried to kill, and I'm going to tell you the one line that almost killed Booker T's career. Who in the blue hell are you? This is the WCW World Champion. Who in the blue hell are you? And you see, he took that belt from him so fucking fast and gave it to The Rock. Okay, now I'm going to put my own token black guy as a champion. I'm going to kill everybody's career that came from the WCW. That was Vince's whole plan. I mean, granted, he realized, well, shit, Booker is a moneymaker. Booker can bring me some money. So he kept him around. I mean, think about it. All the motherfuckers that he had, I mean, he had the whole damn near, the whole WCW roster, and who that now? He killed them all. If you didn't come before the ship sank, he killed you.
Case in point, Sting never went there.
Right. I agree with you. Sting already knew what was going to happen. But at the same time, you got to realize a lot of them, man, Sting knew what was going to happen. I mean, as far as Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, Hulk Hogan, Goldberg, you know what I'm saying, Scott Steiner, they all opt to keep that, to sit down for that year and keep their money going, which and which really fucked all their careers up. Maybe the only person that actually needed to sit down for that year was Kevin Nash because he was so fucked up. But Scott Hall, I think that was a bad move for him to sit down a year because you just withered away the shit. Scott Steiner, you withered away the shit. Goldberg, your motherfucking stroke was gone. Your little allegiance. I mean, well, we already know he wasn't in the business for long. He was just in it for a buck anyway, so.
He was built up. Goldberg was big as hell at the end of WCW, man. He should have went straight to WWE. This could have killed his career, man, because he was a fan favorite. None of this could have did would have destroyed Goldberg. No, nothing.
Not a damn thing he could have did. Only thing he could have did was just fuck it. Now I'm going to make you larger than life. You already a household name. That was your next Hulk Hogan, if you was looking for it. That was your next Hulk Hogan. That was what you were supposed to put the machine behind, Goldberg. And, I mean, he actually, for him to be a big man, he actually has some moves.
Yeah, they say he couldn't pull his punches, though.
Yeah, he'll potato you in a heartbeat. But then that's why I say you put the machine behind him. You take him to Ohio Valley. You let him develop his craft. You know what I'm saying? That's what you should have did. That motherfucker, by the time he'd have came and got there already, oh, my God, he would have been a beast. That would have been the next Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I did love his interest.
That would have been Stone Cold's predecessor. That could have carried them over. That could have kept the Attitude Era going. That could have kept the Attitude Era going because once Stone Cold got hurt and injured that he couldn't perform no more, bam, there you go. You got him. Got him. And you had Brock Lesnar there, the next big thing. Oh, my God. You know how much money they could have made from that.
Next big dud. That match was terrible.
What you call it? The next big dud.
The next big dud. Lesnar.
That's
I'm sorry, man. That last match.
He kind of was the next big dad.
That last match was terrible, man. I just could never look at him the same, man.
Both of them knew that was their last match. They both knew, hey, after today, we're not coming back, so fuck it.
Yeah,
we didn't want to get sued, so we showed up.
Yeah, that's all they do.
Oh, I agree with you 110, dog. I agree with you 110. But I'm saying, had Vince did it right, man, Sky would have been a limit with them two, man. That was the next Stone Cold Rock feud, or you know what I'm saying? That was it.
Hey, whatever happened to Shelton Benjamin, man?
Shit.
I thought Shelton Benjamin could go, man.
And to this day, I say he's one of the best technical wrestlers around for this generation. Me personally, and I'm going to go on record to say I think Vince believes he's too dark. He's too black.
No way. Because, you gave the truth a motherfucking push, and he the blackest motherfucker on the planet.
Man,
that motherfucker black as hell.
Hold on. Here we go. Because he's willing to do what? That old sucking jive routine. He done set us back another 20 mother. I mean, another 60 years of that old sucking jive shit. Saying words that he can't even pronounce. Like, he's just repeating. retarded. I mean, he's a slap in the fucking face. He's nothing but a modern day Rocky King.
That motherfucker still wrestle though.
Exactly. So why degrade yourself to that when you know you can wrestle?
What's his choice though? What choice does he have? It's either there or TNA. What else he gonna do?
He was a world champion in TNA. He was a world champion in TNA. He was always one of the top head figures in TNA. All while he was there. They didn't have him over there talking about Lil' Jimmy. And you say a word to him, he say a whole different meaning like he retarded. Yeah, Come on, man.
Back to TNA.
He knew
what the risk is. He knew what the risk was when he signed that contract. He got no control over his character. He got to say whatever they tell him to say, he got to say it. Or fuck around and get sued. Then get fired. Then you got to sit out for a year. Because you can't go to TNA because of the way Vince got his contract set up. You got to sit out for the year. And then by the time you come back, shit, who is he? He's a has-been, then. So what else he going to do?
I mean, but I'm saying you never even have to leave. I mean,
well, who don't want to work? Other than Sting, think about it. Other than Sting, who don't want to go to WWE?
I understand what you're saying, dog. That's probably everybody's dream. Get to WWE. That's probably every. Hold on for a second. We got Jimmy up in here. Jimmy, what's going on?
What's going on, folks? What's happening?
Not much.
What's going on? What's good?
Oh, man, we're talking about me personally. I said the truth is nothing but a modern day Rocky King, with all that shucking and jiving and all that bullshit.
A modern day Rocky King?
Yeah,
that's rough, ain't it?
I mean, come on, man.
He set us back.
like I was saying earlier, it don't matter because he has to do what they tell him to do. It's part of his contract. He ain't got no choice. Nobody had a hard time with that Hulk Hogan contract where you got control over your character. Nobody else has those contracts.
Oh, we get feedback. You got your computer on or something?
No. That's just saying what it is on.
Oh, I was just saying we're getting a lot of feedback from someone.
Oh, yeah, probably me.
Cut your computer down.
I'm in the car right now, so it's probably every time I rev the engine that happens.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying, but like I said, TNA, he was a top. You went here, you got turned into this modern day junkyard dog / Rocky King. You dancing and you get jabbed all over the motherfucking place. It's fucking embarrassing.
He said, junkyard dog.
Well, he can still wrestle. I think he got the push he deserved to get because I think he's by far one of the better wrestlers on the roster. He ain't got no push, you know what I'm saying?
He didn't have a push the first time he was there. I agree with all the time. He just never got his push, and I also agree that he did leave TNA too soon. But he's there now, so what are you going to do? Look at it this way. They done had Mark Henry do everything. Mark Henry has done everything under the sun, ain't bitch, one time. That's probably the highest paid man in WWE because he's had a contract ever since he started. I mean, he's probably made the most money out of anybody in WWE. But he's done everything from his, huh?
I know, we're listening. I'm listening to you.
Go ahead, finish your talk, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, yeah, but like I said, yeah, but I mean, Mark Henry's done everything. anything under the sun they can do to try to get that man to quit, he won't do it.
The sexual chocolate.
I mean, any sad gimmick they give him, he does it. And, you know, finally I think his contract might be up. That's why he's trying to give him a push now. I think, because, I mean, he had like a 10-year contract or something like that. He never left.
But, now, with that being said, he got paid, though. He got paid to play the fool. Now, for the contract that he got, yeah, fuck it. I mean, but you over there, you ain't doing shit. You ain't crumbs. Shit. Mark Henry getting Triple H and Rock and Stone Cold money.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Mark Henry making that much money?
Oh, yeah. Mark Henry is about, he's nowhere near a fool. His when he first came, his shit was ironclad. Because Vince just knew he had a gold mine. But once he got him, he just didn't know what the fuck to do with him.
Well, hey.
Well, like I said, he's done everything from dating China to dating Mae Young to being a big success to being a pimp with D'Lo Brown and he's done it all, just about everything he could. And they're hoping that one time that he'll say no and quit.
He ain't quitting.
No, that's what I said. That's what they're hoping when they give him those fat ass gimmicks, hoping that he'll quit. And that's probably what they're trying to do with the truth. That's probably what they're trying to do with the truth. Because you got to think back. He was there first.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't know what to do with him. Why would you bring him back and not know what to do with him? That was a dumb move on WWE's part. Because remember, he was in WWE with the Road Dogg.
Yep.
And they didn't know what to do with him after the Road Dogg left. So then he went to TNA. They gave him a push, and he was having. And I thought he was doing his thing. I don't know what happened, why he fell out with TNA, but now he in WWE doing nothing. Like you said, being legit.
I'm glad that what's up shit. I couldn't stand that either.
I like
okay,
the truth, man. I think the truth is a hell of a wrestler, man.
Not denying it at all.
He hasn't even tapped his capabilities yet. That's what we're saying. Get somewhere where you can do it, and I think TNA is a better place for him.
He did like everybody else. And said, fuck, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to go here because this motherfucker can make me a fucking superstar. This man can take you from a has-been to WrestleMania main event.
That's
my man can do that.
That's if he likes you. If not, he going to take you and destroy your career.
But why not take that chance?
I'm not taking
that
chance.
That's my whole
no.
thing. I mean,
no,
you can leave TNA, then you can go to WWE.
Yeah, that's the Super Bowl, okay. Man. You're going to take that chance.
Okay, you're going to take that chance.
What I'm saying, fellas, listen to what I'm saying. I understand what y'all are saying, but you got to realize this. If you're not an established star, I mean, if you don't have that star power where this can't kill you, then, yeah, you 9 times out of 10, if... he's going to fuck you over if you don't have that star power. Like what we were saying, he couldn't bury Goldberg. He couldn't bury Goldberg, even though he probably wanted to bad as hell because he felt Goldberg wasn't nothing but a Stone Cold clone. But he couldn't bury Goldberg. He couldn't put Goldberg in no bullshit type, because it wouldn't have made for good business. You know what I'm saying? Oh, trust and believe, he wanted to. And until you get to that status, and I think TNA was a chance, but had he stayed there and did what he did and kept going, I think when it was time for him to go to the WWE, you wouldn't get all this, what's up, what's up, yeah, little Timmy, you little Timmy. Yeah, man, you sound like a fucking fool.
Now, the sad part about this is, I kind of like the gimmick the way it is now. I didn't like that one stuff running down and rapping all the way down the crowd. I didn't like that shit. Now I like it because he's. I think it's different. It's different. It's different. It is. I mean, before he was shucking and jiving. Now he's not.
Like
now
that
he's not, and
idea.
He's going through some type of a mental thing. With and I'm sorry for whatever Jimmy did to him when he was a little kid. I really feel bad. But I mean, it's working though. It's working. When you got fans out there with signs up there saying, here's little Jimmy, it's working. You might not like it, Cass, but it's working.
Okay, I see your point. I guess when I see it, man, I get to thinking about Rock King and Little Richard Marley and
and Saba Simba. We can't forget Saba Simba.
Man, don't ever jump me that again. Oh, God.
Now y'all see why he was at the top of my list. I told you.
Saba Simba.
Horrible. Okay, now Jimmy, we touched on this before you got on, man.
Okay.
We're talking about wrestlers who don't know when to say when, and you know, feel like they may be tarnishing their image. And like I said, I watched the Sting versus Ric Flair match, and like I told him, the chair claw was just flowing in that match. Now, I said, if Sting, which, like I said, I didn't even know Sting was in the 50s, so I'm looking at, okay, Sting, it's time for you to go on and sit it down. But instead of going with these old, and now you got a match against Hulk Hogan. All right, that's not going to sell worth shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, me personally, I said, if you want to go out, I say, sign with the WWE, get yourself in WrestleMania shape, and go out with the match against The Undertaker.
And that's good in theory, but Vince is going to do everything to make Sting look bad in that match.
Exactly.
He's going to do everything to try to screw that match so Sting looks bad.
Exact same thing I said. And
just
to
make it seem like, hey, you know what? If you've been here from the beginning, you would know how we do things here, but you don't. That's why you met screw. And it goes back to Goldberg, the same way you tried to do Goldberg. Exact same thing. Because that Goldberg-Brock Lesnar match was bad. And I've seen, you know, we've seen Brock in better matches. I think Brock was told to make that match look bad, to make Goldberg look bad.
Well, no. I think they both said fuck it, because they both knew the next day their contracts was up. Because they both quit. I mean, the next day they both quit. I mean,
even at that, you know, even if it is your last match day, you want to try to make it a more memorable match than the worst match at any WrestleMania. You want it to be that phenomenal match. I think he told, I think he paid Brock some extra money just to say, you know what, make him look as bad as possible.
I think it was both of them, man. I just think they both just said, fuck Vince. We don't even want to do this shit. Fuck it. I mean, because, like you just said, y'all could have went down in history as one of the. And before you got on, I was saying how if Vince was smart, you know what I'm saying, if Vince was smart instead of trying to bury people, I mean, at that point in time when you got Goldberg and Brock both there at the same time, that could have been. I know you're not the biggest Goldberg fan, but by all means, that could have been the second coming of Stone Cold. He could have picked right up where Stone Cold left off. I mean, once you put the machine on him, took him down there to Ohio Valley, let him learn his craft, I think he would have been great.
I don't know about those. I don't think he would have been the next Stone Cold. I just don't. They don't even have the same
personality, man.
I mean, I I'm not saying he had to get on that and what and all that. I'm saying as far as a marketing point of view. I mean, he had, like I said, he was a household name. You would put that machine behind him, he'd have been, man, he'd have been the second coming. I truly believe that. I mean, you got to think about it. I'm not saying that he had to be exactly like Stone Cold or Beatrice. Keep the same persona that he got, but I guarantee you, he would have been the next big thing. He would have been, I'll go as far as to say, he could have been the next Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And they screwed him when they made him start talking. They should have just left him do what he was doing.
Exactly. I mean, you even said it yourself, Tamar, that Vince can make you a household. Vince can make you a star if he chooses to.
Right.
Like I said,
exactly. Which brings me back to this point. How do you think he? I mean, I want to go back to the Sting and Undertaker thing. You really believe that Vince McMahon would bring Sting in for one match only, a WrestleMania match versus the Undertaker, and make Sting look good? You really believe that could happen?
Whoa, you didn't hear what I said. See, this is what you keep on trying to put your twist on it. I didn't say he was going to, of course you're not going to let him. I mean, this is Undertaker been there from, he didn't help build the company. Of course he's not going to let him go in. But I'm just saying, if you going out, I say go out with a bang. That's all I said. I didn't say that you.
But let me ask you this, though. Why would Sting want to go out on a WWE card? Why would you want to do that?
Okay,
knowing the type of businessman that Vince is.
Your question.
Vince can have the Undertaker put his ass in the 10 tombstone power drivers. I mean, come on, man. Sting's not going to go out like that, man. I'd rather see him wrestle Ric Flair and go out with a goddamn win than go to WWE, wrestle the Undertaker at WrestleMania where you don't stand a chance. Everybody in the country knows you're not going to win the match. We just want to see how it's going
to end. Nobody said he was going to win the damn match. That was the whole point. You keep putting words in my mouth, dog.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to get you to see. You keep saying, this would be one of the greatest matches for Sting to go out on. And it would not be. Sting won't stand a chance.
All I'm saying is that we all know he's not going, so why in the hell do you keep running your damn mouth and keep trying to put words in mine? I'm saying we all know that. We all know that he's not going. I was just simply saying that if under the right circumstances, that would be great. That's all I'm saying. You keep on trying to tell me,
what you said was, if Sting want to go out with a bang, he should sign and wrestle Undertaker at WrestleMania. Is that not what you said? You did say that, correct?
Wait a minute, dog.
I want to make sure you said that part before I move on. You did say that, correct?
Man, look, dog, I'm trying to take my words out of my mouth. Hey, can I say what the fuck I got to say? Thank you. Damn.
You can say whatever you want to say, but I'm saying you did say that part, though, correct?
Hold on, man. First of all, listen. We're talking as wrestling fans. We're not talking as, I mean, you trying to go to logistics about a contract and all this. All I was simply saying, as a wrestling fan, that would be great. That would be great TV as a wrestling fan to see Sting and Undertaker go at it. That's all I'm saying. You trying to take the logistics and how you trying to do it, I had no idea when the only motherfucking thing you ever talk about on this show is Bret Hart. Please.
That's Stone Cold.
Damn right. What's wrong with Bret? Ain't nothing wrong with Bret. Bret the greatest wrestler ever.
First of all, you're the biased motherfucker on the panel. I mean, but then you think you got all the motherfucking answers. Go ahead on.
I never said I had all the answers, but thank you for saying that. I appreciate that.
Hey, but don't never say it won't happen. We said Bret Hart would never be back in WWE, and look what happened. Money, Vince got money. Money talk. Sting might need that money one day.
Yeah, but Sting got money too.
Yeah, I mean, he got money. Money's not the issue.
Sting got money.
I mean, and that's all I'm saying, man. All I'm saying is that I understand. We all know Sting not going. He's made that abundantly clear. And like you said, Sting got money. Sting got businesses, everything. He got money. He got money, so the money ain't the issue. All I was simply saying is that, yeah, it would be, that would be a great ending. That's all I'm saying. That would be a great ending. Of course, we would have to get the ironclad contract together. Because, yeah, you fucking with Vince McMahon. You would have to get the contract together. You would have to get everything straight on the square and narrow for that Steven attempt to happen, which we know Vince ain't going to do. You know what I'm saying? But I was just simply saying, as a wrestling fan, you know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker do what's good for the business, that would be a nice way to go out. That would be an experience.
Okay, now listen. What I'm saying is, this is all I'm saying. Sting, being who Sting is, where he's at in his career, what he's done for wrestling, I don't think the man would want to go out like that. Not a match against, the Undertaker match would be great, but not at WrestleMania. It's not going to work because Sting is, he's not going to have a chance. This is his last match. This is the last time people going to actually see him in the ring. I don't see why he would want to go out like that. Even if it was possible, why would he even want to go out like that? Versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania, the guy doesn't lose at WrestleMania.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. I mean, but like I just said, once again, it was just a dream match theory, dog. That's all it was. It was just a dream match theory. That's it. That's all I was just saying. I mean, if I'm a wrestling fan, if I've been a wrestling fan as long as we've been wrestling fans, yeah. I mean, the thing is this. I'm gonna tell you the problem with us. The problem with us is that we've been watching this so long that we go critique. We critique everything. We look at everything and analyze everything. The fun part about being a wrestling fan is going back being just a fan. And I'm saying from a wrestling fan's point of view, that would be a hell of a match. That match in itself would fuck The Rock against John Cena. That match would just pack the house.
And I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. But at the same time, I think if it is going to be Sting's last match, his last match should be against a guy that helped build his career, which is Ric Flair. I know Ric Flair like 70 years old, but think about it. If Sting didn't have Ric Flair, Sting's career wouldn't be where it is now. He needed Ric Flair. So if you're going to go out, you go out with the motherfucker that puts you on. Ric Flair.
No, not when Rick out there with a walker. You don't really want him out, you don't.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying, man. You don't want to put nobody out there that, you have to really, if you get a chance, man, go back and watch TNA and watch that match. I mean, all I'm saying is this, dog. It ain't necessarily got to be against Ric Flair. Or it ain't got to be against The Undertaker. I'm not saying, okay, let's just take The Undertaker out the equation. But somebody, I mean, Sting still got some go in him. I mean, for him to be 52, Sting can carry a match. I mean, Ric Flair can't anymore. Hulk Hogan can't anymore. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, man. I mean, if I'm going to go out, at least let me go out looking good. I mean, I understand your concept, yeah. Ric Flair helped build Sting. I understand that. You know what I'm saying? That crow image, yeah, Hulk Hogan had a part of getting that bit over because he was, at that point in time, that was his mortal enemy. But all I'm saying, like now, you're coming to the end of your career. I mean,
ooh, oh, sorry about
to wrestle Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair, who, I mean, shit, man, Ric Flair could barely get through the ropes. It just made him look, I mean, he couldn't even carry Ric Flair no more. I mean, he couldn't carry Flair through that match because Ric Flair could not do anything. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to end my match. I don't want to end my career having a bunch of these sad, sorry ass matches. When I say, well, I know I got it. I know I got enough to have one last great match. I don't want to end it sticking up the joint. I just don't. I wouldn't want to.
All right, but if it's his last match, you gotta. It's gotta be somebody he done something with before, man. You know what I mean? I mean, you can't put him in there against an Evan Bourne or some fucking body like that for his last match. It's got to be somebody old school. It's got to be somebody that's established. It's got to be somebody that's been around.
And the problem is, it's got to be somebody that can still go. That's the thing. We got to have all that you just said, but it's somebody that can still go. Ric Flair cannot go anymore. Thursday's match, and I tried my best to look at it from all angles, but the match was bad. I mean, it got the ratings it wanted. You know, everybody was anticipating it, but the match was bad. And like Cass said, he tried his best to carry Ric Flair. Ric Flair couldn't even climb up on the rope. He had to help Rick up the rope. I mean, come on. At some point, you gotta say, okay, this is it.
Well, who do you send him out with? It's got to be somebody in TNA. Somebody's in TNA right now.
No, it doesn't.
He ain't gonna sign with WWE for his last match.
See, this is the point that I was trying to make, dog. This is my whole point I was trying to make. There's nobody there with that star power. Like I said, I know that word that came back to bite me in the ass a couple of times, but I'm gonna say it again. There's nobody there with that star power. You know what I'm saying? To send him out on that last match. I mean, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but who's left from that era? Who's left from that era? I mean, shit, there's nobody left. Only person left from that era that you could look at and say, okay, that's the dream match, is The Undertaker. That's why I use The Undertaker. I understand what you're saying, that, yeah, if you go, Vince going to try to bury you. I understand that. But who else could it be? You know what I'm saying? Because you even just said it. It got to be somebody from that generation, somebody who could generate enough star power as he doing. Who else could it be?
Well,
Northern Warrior.
I mean, well, we know the Undertaker will happen. I think the next best thing for him to go out with a bang would be Kurt Angle.
We've seen that match 100 times.
But there ain't nobody else left to pick from.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Who?
The Ultimate Warrior.
Leave him on YouTube. Leave that rant lunatic on YouTube. Shit. Leave that rant lunatic right now on YouTube with his. No type of way.
Well, I don't see who he would want to end his match with. I mean, we know it's not going to be nobody in WWE. So,
if
you go up and down a TNA roster, motherfucker that could give him a good match would be Kurt Angle.
No, see, that's the part about this show. I mean, we're not saying we're just throwing shit out there. We're not saying, well, this is what's going to happen. That's the good part about the show. Is that we can make up our own dream match. That's all we saying, brother. I mean, we know it's not going to happen. But
we allow. Okay, well, you saying Undertaker because of the Dead Man Angle, right? They're both
exactly
from the dark side,
right,
and so forth.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Okay, if we're talking dream matches, I don't think the Undertaker would give him a good match as Triple H would. I think Triple H versus Sting is a hell of a match.
Okay, I'm not disputing that one. But now let me ask you, how would you bring that angle across?
Well, I would. I don't know. I would have to do. I would have to bring Shawn Michaels back to make the angle work. But Sting and Shawn Michaels don't have a. They don't have history. I don't know. It would take a lot. It would take a lot for that match to happen. But I think just overall, just in the ring, I think he would have a better match with Triple H than he would with Undertaker.
I agree 100%, but we got to figure out an angle.
Right.
You just can't say Sting versus Triple H. Why?
Right. See, yeah, exactly. Why? I mean, granted, in ring, you're right. That would be a hell of a lot. That would be a hell of a lot better of a match. But what's the angle? What angle can you bring Triple H and Sting into?
With the Sting Undertaker match, all you got to do is kind of revamp the Shawn Michaels Undertaker match. Because you're talking about Sting, who's now a born again Christian, this, that, and the other, and you got against the Dead Man.
I'll tell you what, next week, I'll have an angle for y'all.
I'll
put that match together. I'm going to put that match together. I may have to bring in some people. I ain't wrestled in a while.
You gonna make that
but
match?
I'll put an angle together, man. I'm gonna work something out.
I would love to hear it. I would love to hear that angle because I mean, and like I said, we know it's not gonna happen, but I mean, it would be a whole lot easier. You got him walking. You know, he got the crow image. I mean, please just drop the Joker shit. He would have to drop that Joker angle. You got him. You know, he's coming through the night. I mean, he's a night walker, like so much like the Undertaker, and it's like, okay, like you said, you got the Dead Man against the born again Christian. I mean, but they both come from this dark side.
Right.
You know, I mean, the angle plays itself out. The angle plays itself out without even, you know what I'm saying, without even trying. You don't even have to try for that.
Yeah, well, yeah, it works like a motherfucker. But I'm gonna slip Triple H in there. Mark my words, man. I'm gonna work on that shit all goddamn week. I'm gonna put a hell of a lot angle together. And I'm telling you, by 2:15 next Sunday, y'all be like, that shit worked. I'm gonna set it up. Fuck it. I'm gonna be a Russo this week.
You gonna have to be more than a Russo to come up with an angle that's gonna actually set that shit up.
Oh, I'd have to go back deep in the past. Deep, deep, deep in the past.
You're going to have to pull some motherfuckers out the fucking ground.
Yeah.
I can't see that one working, man. Okay, now we are saying dream match, but I mean, let's at least make it realistic. Let's at least make it realistic with whatever angle you come up with. I'm gonna use
people that still wrestling today, but it's gonna be a little. We just gonna make it like it's one big promotion, like everybody the same promotion. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna put some shit together, man. Mark my words. I should have a job at wrestling. So I'm gonna make this angle work. Triple H versus Sting, last match. Yeah, I'm gonna put it together.
I like to hear it.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna put it together.
I
want to
hear
it.
I work out some kind of angle where they get into it. Straight up, it could be something from WCW days.
I mean, even then, I mean. What could you? I mean, even when he was Jean Pierre Lepic, I mean, even back then when he was, they paths never crossed.
I know.
Right.
I know, but it'd be a history lesson. It would definitely be a history lesson. I could make that match work because I would love to see that match. I would love to see Triple H and Sting. One on one in the ring. I would love to see that.
That would be a good match to see. But like I said, I mean, to like to bring the crowd, you know, the house crowd. Like, okay, with the, what is that? Probably alarm going off.
Yeah, that's over here, man. That's outside.
Somebody's car alarm going off.
Okay.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's have a let's have a homework session going. All right, Twan. I'm dead. My bad. Jimmy. What's your dream match?
Just now, then, or what? Or how you
now.
Being live, or what? Does it matter?
Now, let's go with active wrestlers, people that's in the ring right now.
Active wrestling in the ring right now. I would love to see AJ Styles versus Evan Bourne. I really would.
Okay. Now, can you put an angle together? To get them two in the ring?
I could, yeah. Yeah, I could.
All right. You come with your angle next Sunday.
Okay.
Wick, what's your dream matchup? Right.
Yeah. Come back to me. I'm still thinking.
All right, Cass, what's your dream matchup? You can't use Sting and the Undertaker. Yeah, it's too easy to put an angle together for them two motherfuckers. You gotta come with somebody else.
I mean, hell, I've been locking ass for the past hour about that one. let's see. Who would I go with? I don't know, man. I would have to think of something, man. Right now, like I said, there's nobody I really want to see. I mean, to me, that's the angle I would love to see, but.
Yeah, but that angle is too easy. I mean, it's real easy to get them two motherfuckers in the ring where to work. Because I figure all four of us come back next week with two wrestlers and an angle, and everybody be honest. You know what I'm saying? Be straightforward, honest with your answers, and see who can put the best one together.
Wait. Now, you said be straightforward and honest. Can I put another word in there?
Yeah, sure.
Unbiased.
That's straightforward and honest, man. All right, we throw that one in there. But we need y'all matches, though. We got our two matches set. We need y'all matches.
Let me think. If there's a match that I would try to bring two people from different federations.
Right, exactly. It's got to be different federations.
Okay, past or present, because, I mean, you
present.
Well,
who's just wrestling right now?
Okay. Let's see.
But it's got to be a match that you do want to see.
Now he took my AJ Styles because I am an AJ Styles fan. I'm not gonna lie. I like AJ Styles.
You can still use him. You can still use him, but I mean you can't put him against Evan Bourne though.
This match should never happen, so I can't use that. But I would have loved to see. I'm just saying this just to be saying it. I would have loved to see AJ Styles against Chris Benoit, but we know that match never happened. So
maybe in hell somewhere, but not here.
But not here. Let's see, man. I don't want to pick none that's too easy, so I'm trying to think of one that I would have to sit. Because I actually thought about the Pope versus R-Truth, but that's too easy.
That would be a hell of a match, though, man. I would love to see that fucking match, man.
You know what? Okay, so can I go with that? Because, I mean, to me, I believe that's too easy. But if it's okay with the panel, can I go with that one?
Yeah,
hey,
I can roll with it.
long as you can put the angle, as long as you can put the angle together.
Okay, well, I got y'all. That's my the Pope versus the truth. Yeah.
Okay.
I would love to see that match, man. I like both of them. I like the Pope. I don't like when he got him talking in that third person shit, because you know that's the Rock shit.
You know what? The Pope is somebody that grew on me. The Pope grew on me. I wasn't a big Pope fan. You know, maybe it's because when he was Elijah Burke, I really didn't get a chance to see him too much. But the guy got charisma. The guy got charisma. And I know Vince got to be looking like, I shouldn't have never let his ass go.
That would be the same concept with R-Truth. He said the same thing when the Truth left. Then went to TNA and blew up, and then was like, damn, why let him go? Opportunity came back to get him. Now he doesn't know what to do with it. So it's not the wrestler, it's your writing staff.
Hey, man, you got a dream match or what, man?
Well, listen to anybody else's guy. They're not to come from Austin. Randy Orton. I don't think somebody in TNA.
Okay, can I help you? Can I help you out, brother? Can I help you out? What about Randy Orton and Samoa Joe?
Yep, I'll take that one. I'd like to see that match. I'd like to see Samoa Joe in WWE.
I would love to see Randy Orton fight Samoa Joe.
That'd be a good match.
To see who's nuttier?
Exactly. Exactly. To see who's nuttier. Because, I mean.
Well, I mean, Randy Orton ain't playing. That motherfucker crazy for real. That motherfucker, he got real life issues.
This shit ain't part of that. This shit ain't part of his character.
That's his life, man. Yeah. That motherfucker is crazy. I mean, he has anger problems, man.
Google that motherfucker, man. He got all kinds of anger problems, man. He's been suspended for that shit and everything. Jumping on motherfuckers in the back.
You gotta play your role.
Crazy. Well, that's what I'm saying. He ain't playing no role. He really living that shit.
I think he is.
With that being said, I mean, Brian Pillman had everybody fooled thinking he was just a drugged out weirdo. And Brian Pillman never did no type of drugs.
Oh, I don't think that's true, man, because he was taking drugs from his motorcycle accident.
I mean, he wasn't, which, because when he died, they didn't find no traces, no drugs in his system.
He wasn't abusing drugs. He wasn't abusing.
He wasn't abusing drugs.
I thought his death was
it was natural cause.
Oh, that's right. So he died here too.
It was natural causes. Now,
I saw his last match
before his accident. Before he even had his accident, he had started that metamorphosis that he was going, like, he was just didn't give a fuck. He had been started it. It was just, dog, I mean, if you ever get time or if you ever run across it, get his DVD, get the documentary, that Brian Pillman story. Dog, they'll tell you, he just got so far into that character, and, Jimmy, I know you've seen it, because don't you got it? I believe you the one let me see it, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, they said at one point in time, I can't remember who it was, and he had got in the elevator and looked at them like, hey, you think people believe me?
Eric Bischoff
looked at him like, what? Hey, motherfucker, you mean tell me all this time? I mean, he literally had everybody fooled that he was just this crazy-ass dude. And it was just, fuck it, I'm going to play this character. If you see me in public, I'm going to play this character. If you see me in the airport, I'm going to play this character. And we'll shut it off the heartbeat, like, oh, how did I do? You think people believe me?
Well, the dude was telling it, man. Actually, I saw his last match, man, him and Goldust. I saw that match. He fell up dead the next day. I don't tell out there about the Mall of America. I actually saw his last match.
Yeah, we
talked
about that.
Yeah. He fought him and Goldust. That's when him and Goldust are feuding. I like the Pillman, man. I thought Pillman was a bad motherfucker, man. But I'm going to tell y'all the DVD y'all need to get. Y'all probably going to be like, oh, yeah, whatever. Y'all got to get that motherfucking Gangsters DVD. Them motherfuckers, they don't hold shit back, man. New Jack, Mustafa, motherfuckers don't hold shit back. They let everything go.
It's a shoot interview.
Yeah, that was a pretty good interview. I said, yeah, that was a pretty good interview. Yeah, they did.
And another underrated tag team, the Gangsters.
I can't remember none of their damn matches.
Well, that's when they were the ECW. That's when New Jack was a fool. New Jack is nuts, man. Now, that's one motherfucker I would love to hang out with, man. I'd love to hang out with that motherfucker just to kick it with him. Him and Bret Hart, man.
Hear Bret Hart cry to you all day.
Yeah, why? I know this is a crazy question. Why Bret Hart? Why would he be so interesting to hang out with all day?
He's my favorite wrestler.
Old Smokey. Why would he be interesting to talk to?
I mean, just think about the knowledge you get from him, man. The dude's been around forever.
He's going to cry for the first goddamn 30 hours talking about how Ben screwed him.
And I'm going to cry, bro. I'm going to agree with him. Everything he say, I'm going to agree. You right, Brett. Fuck this. Now tell me where you used to go on backstage. I heard you used to do a little tooting before you went to the ring. Is that true?
I didn't think he going to tell you.
Well, shit, he ain't wrestling. I mean, you know, if we kicking it, we boys like that, he'd tell me the truth. I mean, from some of the stuff I read, I mean, I know, you know, everything ain't true on the internet, man, but shit, a lot of those guys back in the day used to do a little tooting before they hit the ring. They say I'm going to give them extra energy.
Oh, I know that. Oh, I know that.
I want to know if it's true. Were you back there tooting before the match, Brett?
And here he's saying to give everybody else, no, I didn't, but the other guys did. And that's
right.
The other guys doing it, you were going to do it too.
I hear that. I have to get off the phone for a second. What you say?
We talking about the tooting and shit backstage before the matches.
The who?
The tooting back in the 80s when everybody was doing a little snorting before they hit the ring.
Oh, yeah. You had a lot of them there, bro.
Right, so when me and Brett hang out, I'm going to ask him if that shit true. Because I would love to hang out with Brett.
I'm pretty sure he ain't going to hear. I mean, he probably would never admit it.
But see, that's the same thing I said.
What I'm saying, though, you watch those shoot interviews, man, some of them motherfuckers, man, well, you know, like I said, I mean, I mentioned New Jack earlier, but some of those shoot interviews, like some of the ones that I got, is bullshit, man, because some of them motherfuckers still trying to get a job, man, and they don't tell the whole fucking truth. They don't tell you anything that happened.
Well,
I mean,
I watch Telly's shoot interview.
His interview wasn't shit. He ain't even wrestling no more.
Definitely
he didn't really
not
say
see,
too much of nothing.
You got to actually get a motherfucker who don't give a fuck, ain't got nothing to lose. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, I haven't seen it, but I just seen some snippets of it. Brickhouse Brown. Now, I don't know if y'all remember him.
Yeah, I remember.
I need to get his shoot interview. His shoot interview is off the chain. Just for the snippets, he telling motherfuckers straight, like, hey, yeah, he did crack. The motherfucker spoke a crack out of damn pop can. I mean, he was letting loose. So you got to get the loose, man.
I'm going to tell you the ones who were the ones that I got that was bullshit. Nash's was bullshit. Billy Gunn's. I mean, he talked about Shawn Michaels more than anything else in the whole fucking interview.
Nah, well, you know, he hates Shawn Michaels and Triple H.
Why?
Oh, that motherfucker don't like Shawn Michaels.
You know, he felt that they held him back. He felt that they held him back, and then they revamped the DX thing, and it was like, okay, y'all, you know, how y'all gonna revamp the DX thing without us, and you know.
Let's face it. You were a tag team wrestler before you came in, before you got in DX. What else are they going to put you as? You only know tag team wrestling. They couldn't put you as a single wrestler. You see what happened? You bombed. So why be mad at them?
You know the part that really just pissed me off about Billy Gunn is that, all right, DX was, when they did put them with DX, it was funny. You know what I'm saying? It was funny, you know. They were edgy, but if anybody laid claim to the DX thing, it was Triple H. Hell,
true.
I was supposed to play Triple H in China. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else was just, you know, this was our brainchild. This was my brainchild. You didn't come up with DX. I came up with DX. Sean in China. You know, so how can you lay claim to saying, we should get this for DX, we should get that for DX? No, you didn't create DX.
Yeah, you were bought into DX.
You said what?
I said he was bought into DX. DX was already there.
Right, you was bought into it. It was already, it was well established before you even got there.
And by the time he got there, they actually calmed it down a lot because, you know, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and China was just buck wild at one point in time.
Right.
They were uncontrollable.
Yeah, by the time they got there, it was watered down by that time.
Right. You don't know what can you really say? It's like, okay, you know, these motherfuckers, like, goddamn.
Well, let me ask y'all a question right quick.
Who you
think was better, DX or NWO for wrestling as a whole? Which group you think did more for wrestling, DX or NWO? Now I'll start off. I hate to say this, but I'll give it to NWO only because of Hogan. And I fucking hate Hogan. I fucking can't stand Hulk Hogan. But I would say they did more for wrestling only because Hulk Hogan was in the group.
You know, I'll give it to the NWO, but I give it and because of Hogan, but for a different reason. Hogan put that spin on wrestling that they needed. He put that twist on wrestling that they needed. If Hulk Hogan had never changed and went bad, there never would have been a need for a DX. There never would have been a need for an NWO.
True.
Hulk Hogan turning bad.
I agree with you.
That switched the whole game around for everybody. So, yeah, I give it to the NWO only because they were first.
Yep.
And NWO was the first. That was the first time he turned heel, right? The NWO.
In a long time, yeah.
Yeah, unless you want to go back to the 70s, but and as big as a Shawn Michaels, Triple H, DX fan I was, the NWO, it did something for wrestling that nobody, it shook wrestling up. Those original three. And my thing is, you could have brought X-Pac in. Hell, you even could have brought Eric Bischoff in. DX probably would still be running to this. NWO would probably been running to this day if it was just them.
They brought in too many people too. I agree with you on that. Everybody was in NWO.
They shook it up. Hulk Hogan to turn bad guy and was a great bad guy at that.
He was a great ass heel. He played that shit to the teeth. I mean, he was heel, straight fucking heel. Fuck everybody, I'm a heel now. And play the part out that motherfucker.
Correct. Now, there's there's two people you left out of that. There's two people that you left out of that that I think the NWO needed them, and that was Scott Steiner and Buff Bagwell.
Yeah,
only because Buff Bagwell was this ultra good guy, and then for him to go NWO, that also solidified, and after him running with Scott Steiner, you got to add those two in that group.
Okay, Man, I could have put them two in there, too. I didn't even think about them. But, for the most part, you could have had four, maybe five members. But when you had 20-something members in this group, you got to have the roster in this group?
Yeah. You ain't got nobody to fight. You have nobody to fight except part amongst yourselves.
Right.
You know,
I agree with you. But I also think... I also think Road Dogg, man, was a great addition to DX. I think when they got Road Dogg and Billy Gunn, I think that was a great fucking addition to DX. I think they helped DX out a lot.
I'm not saying it wasn't, but don't sit there and think you're going to lay claim to it. You know what I'm saying? You can't lay claim to DX. I mean, New Age Outlaws, that was y'all idea. New Age Outlaws was strictly y'all idea. I mean, to incorporate them in DX, great fucking move. But just to sit there and you motherfuckers, y'all spoke, y'all owe us, we was DX. No, you wasn't DX. I mean, cause, to be honest with you, him and X-Pac could pull, I believe him and X-Pac could have pulled it off just by themselves. I mean.
Come on, Triple H and X-Pac?
Yeah, but now adding the New Age Outlaws was old just that much better. But, I mean, they get on all these interviews, fuck them, they didn't want us this, they didn't want us that, he never really wanted us in the group. Well, I mean, shit, it's not like it was your worry time.
Right.
I think
but he still made it work.
Right.
And I agree.
I mean, they brought y'all along. I mean, and it helped mold y'all. It helped mold y'all into this better tag team. That's what pisses me off about them too. It's like, all right, come on now. Y'all really think that you know.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Where is the Road Dogg at? Is he doing anything?
House show, independent shows.
Son of a bitch. You motherfuckers lost.
Who lost?
Which motherfuckers?
Oakland and Buffalo won, man. They came back and won by field goal.
What? Are you serious?
Bitch.
All right, Buffalo. Fucking hey, man. I'll pick them motherfuckers.
Hey, anyway, we're talking about wrestling.
Fucking Buffalo. Let's do it, baby. Damn, Detroit beat them 48-3.
All right, well, I'm figuring they finna cut us off in a minute. So,
yep.
Everybody got their assignment for next week. We're gonna try to hook these dream matches up to see how we would do it.
Alrighty.
Yep. Triple H.
Hey, you made one up yet, Wick?
Randy Orton and Samoa Joe.
Yeah. Okay, and Jimmy, yours is.
AJ Styles and Evan Bourne.
Okay. All right, y'all. Next week, fellas, we get this on and popping. Next week, peace, love, and we out.
Peace.
All right.
Peace. Later.